Do you ever feel like your voice isn't being heard? Do you struggle to set boundaries or confidently communicate your needs? Well, you're not alone. People all over the world struggle with this. Standing up for yourself, stating what you want and what you don't want can be a very difficult challenge. The good news is there's a simple solution, and it's called assertive communication. Today, we're diving deep into the world of assertive communication and exploring why it's a game changer for independent HR consultants. We'll go beyond client management to show you how assertiveness can transform your entire life. So if you're ready to command respect, achieve your goals, and create a more fulfilling life, then buckle up, because this episode is about to revolutionize the way you communicate. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. This week, you'll find me in the party capital of the world, Rio de Janeiro. It's an incredible city, and I'm loving having a beach on my doorstep. And honestly, between Ipanema, Copacabana, and Isla Grande, I'm spoiled for choice. Life isn't all sunshine and roses, though. Last week, I was struggling with dengue fever, which is kind of like the flu, but more intense. I spent 4 days in bed with fever and no eating. Life was not wonderful, let me tell you. Still, I'm over it now, and I can't lie and say that I didn't have a bit of belly fat to lose, so dengue fever came at the right time, considering I'm spending half the day on the beach every day currently. Every cloud and all that. Anyway, enough about me and my life in Brazil. Let's get into today's topic. It's one of my favorites, assertive communication. So, what is assertive communication? Well, let's break it down. Assertive communication is all about expressing your needs, wants, and opinions clearly, directly, and confidently, while still respecting the rights of others. It's the sweet spot between being passive, where you let others walk all over you, and being aggressive, where you come across as pushy or domineering. Now, you might be wondering why we're talking about assertiveness on a marketing and sales podcast, and that'd be a fair question. But the reality is that assertiveness helps you get clients and leads, as well as manage your business, as you'll soon see. Importantly, this topic blends nicely with my aim of helping HR consultants be the best consultants out there. How? Well, let's look at why assertive communication is critical for HR consultants. Firstly, confidence is king or queen. When you speak with confidence, you project a strong and professional image, and this makes you a more attractive choice for potential clients and commands respect from colleagues and industry peers. And assertive communication helps you come across much more confidently. It also helps with crystal clear communication. Being assertive eliminates misunderstandings and wasted time. You can clearly outline project goals, expectations, and fees, and it avoids frustration down the road and ensure everyone's on the same page. Being assertive also lets you set boundaries like a boss. Assertive communication, you can set the boundaries, you can delegate tasks, it creates a manageable workload, and it prevents burnout, so you can focus on delivering exceptional service and growing your business. But the benefits extend far beyond the boardroom. Assertive communication also really helps with healthy relationships. So assertiveness allows you to express your needs and concerns in your personal life in a healthy way. This leads to stronger, more fulfilling relationships with friends, family, and romantic partners. Equally, assertive communication reduces stress. And when you can say no confidently, and delegate effectively, you reduce stress and create a more manageable life. It also really helps with self-esteem. Knowing you can communicate your needs effectively and get them met leads to a significant increase in self-esteem and your overall sense of well-being. Now let's contrast this with the downsides of not using assertive communication, because this can be a major disservice to both you and your clients. See, if you struggle to communicate your worth, you might end up charging less than you deserve. And that not only hurts your bottom line, but it also creates the perception that your services aren't very valuable. Equally, letting people walk all over you leads to frustration and resentment, and that can bleed into your professional and your personal life, causing unnecessary stress and negativity. Finally, you might miss out on dream clients or career-changing opportunities simply because you were afraid to speak up and advocate for yourself. But the impact of not using assertive communication goes far beyond the boardroom. You know, friends and family can take advantage. Maybe a friend constantly asks you to help them with things, and even though they never return the favor, without assertiveness, you might feel pressured to say yes, even though it disrupts your own plans and creates resentment. It also, you know, then creates an unhealthy relationship. Now, this might be a romantic relationship, it might be a friendship, it doesn't matter. A lack of assertiveness can lead to situations where your needs are constantly unmet. You might find yourself compromising on everything from your social life to your career goals simply because you're afraid to speak up. And when you don't communicate your needs assertively, they often go unmet. And this can lead to chronic frustration and a feeling of helplessness in your personal life. Effectively, a lack of assertiveness, overall, it means you're stealing from people. You're stealing their right to the truth by deciding what they'll hear. You're stealing their ability to decide for themselves how to treat you. And you're stealing your own right to express your truth so that people understand you and what you do and what you don't want. Overall, a lack of honesty and assertiveness is a bad place to be. And remember, when I say honesty and assertiveness, those terms, they're almost interchangeable. You can't be assertive without being honest with people. And equally, assertiveness isn't about being pushy or aggressive. It's about confidently communicating your needs and respecting the needs of yourself and of others. Right now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, this is all well and good, Nick. Let's talk about assertive communication. But how do I actually do it? Well, I've got you covered. Let's talk about how to become an assertive communicator. Firstly, you're going to need to identify your needs and your values. Take some time to reflect on what's truly important to you in both your personal and your professional life. What are your non-negotiables? Knowing your values empowers you to communicate them assertively if and when someone steps on them. By knowing your values, you won't need to think about whether someone has upset you, and you won't need to consider whether to speak up for yourself. You'll be prepped and ready to go as soon as someone steps out of line. So your action step here, grab a notebook and brainstorm. Write down 3 to 5 core values in each area, personal and professional. Next, you want to practice I statements. Now, these phrases help you express your needs and concerns without placing blame. For example, instead of saying, "You're always late," try, "I feel frustrated when meetings run behind schedule." This approach encourages a more constructive dialogue. As an action step, role play with a friend or a colleague. Practice using your I statements in different scenarios, like setting boundaries with a friend or negotiating a project deadline with a client. Next, think about confident body language. Make eye contact, stand tall, and use a firm but friendly tone of voice. Nonverbal cues play a big role in assertive communication. As an action step, record yourself practicing a conversation where you need to be assertive. Watch it back and see how your body language comes across. Practice maintaining eye contact, use open gestures, and speak with a steady voice. Next, you also want to consider active listening. So pay close attention to what the other person is saying and acknowledge their perspective. This builds trust and shows respect. So, as an action step, during conversations, actively listen by summarizing what the other person has said and ask clarifying questions. Demonstrate that you understand their point of view before presenting your own. Now let's get specific about using assertiveness in your HR consulting practice. Here are some situations where it can be incredibly helpful, along with concrete ways to change your behavior. So when it comes to setting consultation fees, Be prepared to discuss your rates upfront and confidently explain the value you bring. Practice beforehand how you respond to potential objections. As an action step, write down a script for yourself outlining your rates and the value you provide. Practice delivering it confidently. Anticipate potential objections and use I statements to address them. For example, I understand this fee might seem high, but based on my experience, I can typically deliver X result for your company, saving you Y in the long run. When it comes to negotiating contracts, don't be afraid to advocate for your needs. Have clear expectations regarding project timelines, payment terms, and scope of work. Use assertive communication to ensure a mutually beneficial agreement. As an action step, before entering negotiations, draft your ideal contract outlining your preferred terms. Be prepared to discuss these points confidently and explain your reasoning. Use active listening to understand the client's perspective and try and find common ground. Remember, assertiveness isn't just for the boardroom. Here's how to use it in your professional, in your personal life with actionable steps to transform your behavior. So when it comes to setting boundaries with friends and family, assertively communicate your needs and your limitations. Maybe you need a night off from helping friends, or you want to set boundaries around how much work you'll do for free. Use I statements and offer alternative solutions when possible. As an action step, the next time someone asks you to offer for something that doesn't align with your needs, practice saying no politely but firmly. Remember, no is a complete sentence, but you might want to embellish on it a little bit. For example, I appreciate you asking for my help, but unfortunately, I won't be able to help you this weekend. Don't be afraid to speak up about your needs and expectations in your romantic relationships either. Assertive communication can help ensure a healthy balance and prevent resentment. As an action step, schedule a dedicated time to talk with your partner about your needs and your expectations. Use I statements to express how certain behaviors make you feel and suggest solutions together. And remember, say no confidently. It's okay to say no to requests that don't align with your needs or your schedule. Do it respectfully, but do it firmly. Overall, using assertive communication can feel uncomfortable initially. You might be worried about coming across as pushy or as upsetting to someone. But here's the thing. Respectful assertiveness is a sign of professionalism, not aggression. By communicating clearly and confidently, you not only increase your chances of closing deals and achieving your goals, but you also demonstrate that you're someone who takes charge and commands respect. This translates into a more fulfilling career, stronger relationships, and a greater sense of well-being in all areas of your life. Equally, it helps you get paid more. If you're still struggling with being assertive, here are some more tips to help you be assertive in your life. Firstly, we've got Mel Robbins's 5-second rule. Now, this concept is deceptively simple, yet incredibly effective. The idea is when you feel that initial hesitation or fear about speaking up or asserting yourself, don't let your thoughts spiral. Instead, count down from 5 in your head. The magic lies in the countdown. It disrupts your overthinking and what Mel Robbins calls the fear gremlin in your head. By the time you reach 1, you've bypassed the self-doubt and you've propelled yourself into action. So in terms of how you can use the 5-second rule, if you're ever feeling nervous about discussing your fees, use the 5-second rule to push past your hesitation and confidently state your rates. When you're talking about project deadlines, when you're apprehensive about giving a client constructive criticism, whenever you've got a time where you need to speak up for yourself and you're overthinking it, employ the 5-second rule and you can initiate the discussion assertively and advocate for your needs. This is equally true for your personal life. You can use the 5-second rule there. So if you're feeling pressured to help a friend, use the 5-second rule to confidently say no. If you're hesitant to speak up about something that's bothering you in your relationship, use the 5-second rule to give you the push to communicate your needs assertively. Remember, the 5-second rule isn't about becoming aggressive. It's about taking action before fear and doubt hold you back from communicating assertively and achieving your goals. You may also want to consider the advice of Stephen Covey in 7 Habits of Highly Effective Individuals. And you start with the end in mind, something along the lines of, I want us to have the best relationship possible, which is why I'm bringing this up to you. This calms people because they understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, and that they've got nothing to fear. This concept can be used beautifully to master assertiveness. Imagine yourself as an architect. Before building a house, you wouldn't just start throwing bricks together, right? You'd have a clear blueprint in mind outlining the desired outcome. And that's the same with starting with the end in mind. It applies the same logic to your communication. When you're about to have a potentially challenging conversation that requires assertiveness, take a moment to envision the ideal outcome. What do you want to achieve? How do you want the conversation to end? And then front load it so that everyone understands where that conversation is going. So by having a clear end goal, you approach the conversation with more focus and confidence. You know what you want to communicate and the desired outcome. And this clarity shines through in your body language and your communication style. Equally, knowing your desired outcome helps you to anticipate potential objections and prepare your responses. So this empowers you to address concerns assertively and navigate the conversation towards a win-win solution. It also helps you stay on track because conversations, they sometimes get derailed by emotions or irrelevant tangents. But having your end goal in mind helps you stay focused and bring the conversation back on track if needed. If you were thinking about setting consultation fees with confidence, you can, again, start with the end in mind. If you know that you want to secure the client while ensuring you're fairly compensated for your expertise, you can anticipate their potential fee concerns and you can have clear data ready to showcase the value you bring. If the conversation goes off on a tangent, you can politely but firmly refocus it on discussing your fees and the value you offer. And by applying this principle, you can assertively, confidently communicate your value and negotiate a fee that aligns with your desired outcome. Remember, starting with the end in mind isn't about manipulation. It's about clear communication and ensuring your assertiveness serves a mutually beneficial purpose. And that's it for today's episode. We've looked into assertive communication and why it's an essential skill for HR consultants. It helps you project your confidence and attract clients who value your expertise. It eliminates misunderstandings and ensures everyone's on the same page. It helps you manage your workload, delegate effectively, and avoid burnout. And it helps you express your needs clearly to strike strong connections in all areas of your life. We've also tackled the downsides of not being assertive, including feeling undervalued and missing opportunities. So get started on being assertive today, because although being assertive isn't an easy path to take, you have to start somewhere. So make sure that you know your values, what matters most to you. Use your I statements so you're focusing on your needs without placing blame. Project confidence by making eye contact, standing tall and speaking clearly. Actively listen so you're showing respect for others' perspectives. And practice assertive communication daily. Role play with a friend and use those I statements in everyday interactions. And if you're ever in any doubt, you can tap into those bonus hacks. The 5-second rule from Mel Robbins will help you silence your fear and take action. And starting with the end in mind will envision your desired outcome for clear and focused communication. So start today and transform your professional interactions, build stronger relationships, and create a more fulfilling life. Until next time, and remember, get marketing. Because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultant podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Paninski, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, and reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. So, LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not? Another week, another session. Well, what's not hot? Let's start off with the negative. What's not hot is complaining about the reach and the algorithm. I see so many posts about this, and you really don't need to worry about whether or not people are seeing your posts. You need to worry about getting into strategic conversations with your target audience. So add people from your target market and start DMing them. Worry about when they don't reply or they send horrible replies. Then you know you have something you need to change. Complaining about the reach and the algorithm, it's pointless. That is not what gets sales. In terms of what's hot on your LinkedIn, having a link to your website so that people can find out more about you, that is hot. I can't tell you how many profiles I look over, and it's impossible to go and find more information about the service provider. So if you have a link to your website, to your lead magnet, that is great. You are using your LinkedIn to the best of your ability. So keep going. And that's it for this week's LinkedIn and what's hot and what's not. If you have any thoughts, feel free to DM me on LinkedIn. Speak soon.